Hello, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the founder of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the academic dean at Farrison Theological Seminary. Today's lecture is Theology Lecture Number 17. Theology Lecture Number 17, The Doctrine of Angels. The Doctrine of Angels. This is also known as Angelology. Angelology, The Doctrine of Angels. What we're going to look at is pertaining to angels, their origin, their nature. Then we're going to discuss good angels, and then we'll move on to fallen angels or demonology, the doctrine of demons. So the origin of angels, their nature, and then good angels. Angelology, the doctrine of angels, their origin. First off, they were created by God. Angels were created by God. Psalm 148, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 148, verses 1 to 5. And that reads, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light. Praise Him, highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created." So there in that passage it states that the angels, among the rest of creation, were created by God. So the angels were created by God. Their origin, they were created by God. Look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. And that reads, "For by Him," that's Christ, "for by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by Him and for Him." We're going to learn later in this study that when they talk about the angelic beings, they often describe them as being thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities. And of course, they're in heaven and they're in the invisible realm. So their origin, angels are created by God. What does this tell us? This tells us that they are not eternal. They are not eternal. They had a beginning. Only God is eternal. Only God has no beginning and no end. But God created angels. And so angels are not eternal. The time of their creation. The time of their creation. When were angels created? Look at Job chapter 38. The Old Testament book of Job, chapter 38, verses 4 to 7. God is speaking and He's talking to Job and He states this, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who set its measurements, since you know? Or who stretched the line on it?